Arms would and sinking beneath the waves. So far from shore, I can't swim no more, and I'm sinking beneath the waves. Beneath the waves.
You're tuned in to 91.3 KXCI Tucson. My name's Matt Milner, and this is Locals Only, and I'm live in Studio 2A with the Silver Thread Trio. Thank you so much for coming down tonight.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. So it seems like you're all household names by now, but you might have some new listeners tonight. So let's start with introductions.
I'm Laura. I play the guitar, and I sing.
I'm Gabrielle. I play the banjo and I sing. And I might play the glockenspiel tonight.
Oh, yeah. I'm Caroline. I play the washboard and sing.
Excellent. So you're down here tonight to celebrate the brand new album, which is terrific. We've really enjoyed being able to play it so far. And I'm sure we'll be playing a lot of it this year. The biggest change, it seems like, from the first album to this one is that on the first album you had... Correct me if I'm wrong, but there was one original on it, and then the rest were mostly traditional songs.
Yeah.
Yep.
And now the balance has shifted. So what brought that about?
We wanted royalties.
Oh, okay.
No, I think we just, we were, our first album was just kind of, you know, getting our feet in the greater pool and figuring out what we really wanted to sound like once we started writing our own stuff.
And were all of you pretty well versed in this roots Americana music long before you'd met, or did you feel like this journey as Silver Thread Trio has exposed you more to that whole corpus of material?
I'd sort of gotten the bug for it in college, and so it was fun to get to like bring my favorite ones when we first got together, like my favorite old Appalachian songs. Mm-hmm. But I draw from that tradition in my own songwriting of the originals on the record. I think we all pay homage to that tradition.
And I think we've all kind of expanded what we've listened to as a result of playing together and being influenced by each other's influences.
Totally.
So who were some of the other artists that contributed to this album?
Well, where do we begin?
Oh, gosh.
Who played on the record? Mm-hmm, or? Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Well, we can start with... we've got John Convertino and Joey Burns and Paul Niehaus, who are all in Calexico, played on... Well, John and Joey played on three tunes, and Paul played on a couple. And then we've got the El Camino Royales... David DeSusi, who's a really great bass player, played on a bunch of songs. Michael P. Nordberg played drums.
Nick Coventry played fiddle on a couple songs. He's amazing.
And Beth.
Beth Donis played fiddle on a track. She's a really nice violin player in town. Mm-hmm.
So was that also a change from the first album? Did you feel like there were more friends recording this one, or did you guys also bring in a big team for that first one?
It wasn't necessarily a big team. We had Stuart and Rudy.
Yeah, Rudy played banjo.
And then we had the Rosanos mm-hmm. on a couple tracks, Dante and Marco.
There's more instrumentation on this overall. I mean, we're playing more instruments than we were on that album. So it definitely sounds bigger mm-hmm. in that respect.
And I would imagine in part that's also due to the very generous support of your Kickstarters.
You know it.
So I think the most fun part about that whole Kickstarter campaign were the little sock puppets. And everyone is probably wondering, what is the fate of those sock puppets?
They wound up, they will wind up with one of our Kickstarter backers. We had one special... you know, donation category where someone would win.
Which we didn't think anyone would actually win. It was just
literally.
Really did.
That was so funny that day. I can't remember who called me to tell me, and I was just like, what?
away. So Laura boxed them up all pretty and arranged them in this beautiful box with the little CD, and they're going to a good home.
Excellent. I took some pictures. It was kind of sad parting with them. The pictures are really kind of trippy, I thought.
And you're celebrating the release of the show this weekend. So
yeah, Saturday.
What are the details for that one?
It's on Saturday, January 28th at Plush, which is on the corner of 6th Street and 4th Avenue. The doors open at 9. We've got Ryan Hood opening the show at 9:30. They're going to do, with their drummer, they're going to do a little acoustic set. Then we're going to come on at 10:30. And Loveland, who is one of our absolute favorite Tucson bands and one of my all-time favorite bands, is playing last. I think they'll go on around 11:45.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So we'll talk a little bit more about the album and all of that later, but let's get back into some music. I know you've got a few more live ones, and then we'll also share some recorded tracks from the CD later in the hour as well. So you're tuned into 91.3 KXCI Tucson. This is Locals Only. You're listening to the Silver Thread Trio.
Questions? Mm-hmm. This is a good time.
Touchy little instrument.
We tune because we care.
This one we're about to do is also on the new album, and it is a little sadder version of a traditional that you might recognize.
Sadder sounding. The
that's good enough for me.
It's folk music.
Would it be good enough for Pete Seeger? Okay. Pretty Little Bird, which we forgot to mention, Jason Roeder, who played bass on this.
Yeah.
And the record did a nice job.
Roederer.
Oops. Thanks for correcting me on that. I've only known him for 15 years. I should probably know him. Sorry, Jason.
It's hard to say.
Hope he's listening.
Roederer. Hope you're listening to
Yeah.
This.
Yeah.
That'd be great. I'll be so proud of us.
I would like to shout out to thank you to Jim Waters, who was our sound engineer. Yes,
absolutely.
At Waterworks Studio. We had so much fun working with him.
We heart Jim.
I'm pretty sure he was as excited about this album as we were.
We hope so.
Either that or he's a real good liar. Which, yeah. Anyway, we had fun.
The man's a saint, that's all I can say.
What, to put, deal with us for a year and a half? Okay. Well, here's a song off the new record. It's an original. And, yeah. It
goes a little, like...
I do have it in the right key, right? Yeah, I think so. Okay. You can't.
Please.